KD, here we go. Right, so that's the end of the pasuk. Amar Vashi. It's a very hard time for us to understand exactly what this means, but if one person is sitting and learning, so it's not recorded in the Sefer HaZichronos, but if you have two, so then all of a sudden it's recorded. Why do I need to say that, you know, three in particular? The Hav Amina was... The din is just... How would you translate this? We saw this earlier this year, but this is where we start the sugya of Pshara, that you would think that din is just, you know, a way of...
anarchy prevention.
Shalma bi'almahu, we're trying to keep people from, you know, cannibalizing each other on the, you know, in the high roads. Okay? It's not really Hashra as Hashchina. Kamash v'lan. Okay, so obviously the Gemara is establishing kind of a contrast between din, which is only, you know, in pursuit of shalom, right? What we call anarchy prevention, din as shama bi'alba, and din, which is a hashra sashchina, and, you know, in very deep ways, if you really understand this one line in the Gemara, you could understand what we've talked about for 3 months in different forms, B'nai Noach, and Klal Yisrael, and Chutz La'aretz, and Eretz Yisrael, right? One line in the Gemara can really have that much meaning, you know. Harbe Yoser Misha Karasi Lifnechem Kasov Khan. It's always a phenomenon. But it would obviously put us a little bit like on the back foot in terms of Pshara, right? Maybe Pshara is exactly that, right? Maybe that's just the form of din which can't really aspire to MS La'amito. It's not something which bespeaks Chosamo Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu MS, right, Avishai? It's not, you know, you're bringing God's truth in the world. You're just working out a practical solution between two people who are fighting over a parking space. And you say, okay, you'll get it on Monday and Wednesday, and you'll get it on Tuesday and Thursday, and Shalom Al Yisrael. So is that really Mashra Shechina? So that's an important question. Okay, so one Makor. Let's move to the second phase. So what does this mean? Vasisa hayasher v'atov v'nei Hashem. Rashi says, wow. So this is all the way on the other end of the spectrum, right? Here, KD, we're getting the impression that the optimal thing, it's more than justice required. It's din plus. Okay. Wow. The Ramban, famously. But it's why should you do something? Do something because it's that which is right in the eyes of God Almighty. Okay? Not because you're looking to impress this one or that one. You're looking over your shoulder to the left. You're looking over your shoulder to the right. Right? You're doing it because it's the right thing to do. Lasos is emes, mipneishu emes, because it's right in the eyes of God. Even if he didn't command you to do it, nonetheless, you should do the right thing, implying that there is a right thing which may not be commanded. Hence, that's what we refer to as lifnim mishura sadin. And somehow, as the, you know, archetypal reference, we have pshara. Wow. You can't be commanded to do pshara, but that represents even beyond. Okay, wow. The basic interpersonal code of Yiddishkeit. Right, so Dina de Bar Mitzvah, if I'm unloading a property, I should first offer it to the person who's closest because it's worth more to him, right? Because if he's going to buy a field all the way on the other side of Bergen Field, then he's going to have like, you know, two sets of tractors and two sets of workers. But if he can just double his property right here, right, then he can, you know, no additional overhead cost. And he can, you know, Ariel, he worked at a hedge fund, so he could tell us this. So, like, he can, you know, really be raking it in, right? Just it's all pure profit at this point. So it's worth more to him than it is to the, you know, and it's Zenenev, Zelo Chaser. It doesn't hurt you to sell it to him. Okay, so you should offer it to him. Wow. Okay, so this is the famous Ramban, Asisa Yashar V'Atov, right? My very dear friend and senior colleague, Daniel Feldman, right, writes the book, The Right and the Good. The good, you know, I'll be stopping by Yishul today. He's making a siyum in memory of his father, one of my predecessors, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Rabbi David Feldman. So he wrote that book in memory of his father, or, well, his parents, in honor of his parents, and, you know, who were both living at the time. Now, Libadal Ben Achayim, his parents, really very special people who embody this pasuk. So the point is that the Ramban is saying that Pshara, right, goes like, you know, it's the ultimate Ratzon Hashem. God can't specify everything in the Torah, but, you know, it's impossible. But, you know, in every situation, you want to do the right thing. So Pshara sounds here, again, like, you know, something which is super optimal. And that's, you know, really horrible grammar, but super optimal. Okay, really good. So the Pischei Tshuva, on the other hand, I know there's a little bit of whiplash going on here, but I'm showing you the tension of Pshara. Pshara is fraught with tension. The Pischei Tshuva says, you know, if you look in the Tshuvos of the Mabit, V'ayin Sham, the Mabit, Simen Kuf Mem Heish, Nishol Midayin Echad, Shekilu Osan Shtei Sadim, Malsach, Shlosh Meos, L'Pasher, Beineim, Pesher Shekar of Ladin, a phrase that we'll get familiar with, Pshara Krova Ladin, not pure Pshara, but not pure Din either, so this is a Pshara within Pshara, a Meta Pshara. So Pshara Krova Ladin, how does this work? Ketzad Yagin Aswab Pesher Bazeh, Shadin Dosin Shemachuyav L'Shalim Kol Asach, Ketzad Yosel Latzei Sidei Shemayim, Veheshev Kistam Pesher Milashon Poshrin, Lokar, Velocham. So what's Pesher? What's the Lashon of Pshara? Like Mayim Poshrin, lukewarm, you know. Not too hot, not too cold. So, you know, that's one way of putting it, right? On the other hand, not too hot, not too cold. Could be Goldilocks, just right. Right? The very word, pshara itself, like, itself has this ambiguity to it. Is it, not good, not bad, you know, mediocre? Or is it, you know, just right? Okay, so in any event, this is an important idea. Vihumi lashon mechza. That's it means straight down the middle. Kenu al piad rov el dimikol makom yeshuas biyada pashran. This is incredibly important tshuva. Laso slufi moes adavra lufi rose einav kesher. You know, pshara isn't a straitjacket on the diet. It doesn't mean that you always have to go straight down the middle. Laso shalom in a tzad and belina tila tzad. Lovi nidon zeh shekiba laso is pesher karav ladin nirali de pachol shlish mikri karav ladin. So it's 33%. Dehainu im chayav al piadin shlosh meos. You pasher b'shnei meos. You take 200 shlish pachos. Is that mikri karav? Misayim achal al kol panim lo yezeh shir muchlat. But you can't put a straight jacket on, and it's not a one size fits all. Shalol fachos mizeh v'im yirav enav shevedaver muad yochel afasher baldino be'inyan shehei shalom b'neihem. We're going to come back to these words many times over. If you could satisfy it with less and still achieve the desired result, dehainu shalom v'aday tfeyadev kevan shal piadin zochel agamrei. Klal hadavar akol taloi biraos enei ha pashran. They call him the Pashran, not the Dayan, which is really fascinating. V'kol panim lo yoser mishlish echayev opatra al piyadin ki pachos mishne shlish and mikri racho. So again, since the terms of this particular pshara are pshara krova ladin, he can only go as far down as 200, because the real amount maker adin is 300. But if you could get the guy to agree on Shalom al Yisrael for 275, you know, matov umanayim, as they'd say in French, nach besser, because it's not actually French, Gabi, don't worry, it's Yiddish. So it would be even better, right, because, you know, at that point, you know, you're even closer to the MS. So the Mabit is saying, you know, pshara, it's sort of like this mechza, and it's a little bit in the eyes of the beholder, locham velokar, mayim haposhrit, lukewarm water. So, you know, it's really very much geared towards shalom, but your perspective on that is obviously going to be highly variable, depending on how you see the relationship between MS and shalom. Is this v'asisa hayasher v'atov b'nei Hashem, the ultimate good in the eyes of God? So pshara lifnei mishura sadin, or is this, you know, shalma b'alma, but very much at the expense of MS? You won't be surprised to hear me say that, in fact, it is a... Yeah, okay, so here we go. The sugya that we've been waiting for. And we specifically set this up with Lo Saguru so that you could all appreciate, even though it is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, everything that we're going to say here. Okay, because this is really one of the most elegant, I think, phenomena in all of Masechta Sanhedrin. Here we go. KD, Rabbi Elazar ben Oshel, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer. The av lolo nimtza bisvasa vishal mishral achiti v'rabim heishif me'avon. So we have this phenomenon, right, that Meshe Rabbeinu represented pure din, yikov hadin es ha'ar. There's all kinds of interesting formulations what that means, but, you know, let the din prevail, let the emes prevail. And Aaron, you know, was interested in shalom, you know, so this machlokes goes as far back as, you know, Torah history can possibly go. You know, it's a machlokes between Moshe and Aaron. Okay? More on that in just a bit.
It's all gezel.
So it has nothing to do with pshara, but it has to do with, like, you know, these mitzvos hababi aveiras. Right, at least in that context, right? You wouldn't want to be Mevarech Yehuda's participation in Mechiras Joseph, okay? Right, so in terms of that pasuk, there are three different interpretations leading us to, you know, believe that not everybody agrees that Bitsua, Tahainu Pshara, is such a terrible thing. That was only one view in the Tanoim. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer. You have to choose. Do you want to be a peace nick? Or do you want to be a truth nick? Okay. Right. It's, you know, MS plus. It's Mishpat plus. Okay. Okay, so if you don't take the view that pshara, you know, is a mitzvah, so how do you interpret this pasuk of, you know, finding mishpat and stuck at the same time? So when you paskin correctly, even if you paskin against the ani, so as soon as the ani leaves the courtroom, the dayan can give him whatever money he wants. He just can't take it bedin. We don't believe in Robin Hood.
Actually, the rabbi, a high level amo, lani, and by life.
This is critical. The Rambam will codify this remarkably. The person who's vindicated in din and gets his money back, good. Why is it good for the other party who lost? As the Chazon Ish was reputed to have said, what is life worth if you have 1 cent that doesn't belong to you? Right? So the point is that there's a tzedakah factor in every mishpat, not because you went for pshara, and not because you slipped the ani a 20 outside of the courtroom and said, go get yourself, a sandwich. But because, it's a tzedakah, because people should really thank you that you don't have gezel. Say, you're upset at me because I ruled against you? You should be happy. I saved you from an iser gezel. Wow. Okay. So before you know, as Eitan Buch would say, if you have an idea which way the din is headed, okay, so then you can suggest pshara. But Rav Shimon Menasya is saying is once you know which way the din is headed, then to suggest pshara, that's like, ivos hadin. That's like, you're misrepresenting. That's his shita here, right? Okay, so you guys are well prepared for this. You're Los Aguru veterans. Each of you has a patch from your service in the Los Aguru campaign. Okay. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Hechi dami gmar din. What is the definition of this? Literally, giving the verdict. Okay? Wow. So now we're getting a psak halacha like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha was obviously the Tana who said before, mitzvah liv tzoa. Wow. So that's an endorsement of the Tana Kama over Rabbi Lazar beno Shobi Yossi Aglili. The Gemara says, is that really so? Ini? Yaba, so the Kami de Kuna Merlahu, and he would say, Idina Baisu, Ipshara Baisu, he would just like offer them, and maybe even in that order, Din and then Pshara. So if you really think it's a mitzvah livtsoa, it's a mitzvah to do Pshara, why would he just, you don't say, would you like to put on tefillin today? Right. I mean, if you're a Chabad emissary, you might, but, right? It's not a choice, right? You have to. That's the whole idea of a mitzvah. It's not just a good deed, as they say. A commandment. Okay? So that's the nature of the mitzvah, is that you at least have to offer it. This changes things pretty significantly, does it not? Wow. Okay, this is like fascinating. So we say, if that's really true, hainu, tanakama. Isn't that just a tanakama that you can only? You want din, you want pshara, it's all good. So iki binayu.
Mitzvah.
What should we say? Hainu. Ah, so according to Rabbi Shimon ben Nasya, the standard is the same as Lo Saguru. However, according to the Tanakhama, until when can you continue to offer Pshara? Ah, the Gemara did. Even beyond the Lo Saguru point. If you would back out at this point because of Lo Saguru, it would be maybe even Yeharik Val Yavur, Chil Hashem, Aziyah Fatorah. Unless the reason that you're, so to speak, backing out is to achieve a... Wow. If that holds water, if that ends up holding up, that would be amazing. That would be... Pshara is such a critical value that we would even defer the Isser Daraisa of... Right. We have a lot of work between now and then, but that's truly amazing if it's true. Okay, so let's just finish off the Gemara. A ghastly sight. Mikayim B, it would be even worse than Amin Mihargu, Mikdash Hashem, Koyin Vinavi. Good. So it says Aaron was rationalizing. Rashi says here, look, Negan Maisagil, Sha'asa Aaron, Pshara, Beinolu Beinatzma. Very fascinating lesson. Vehora Hetelatzma, Lasso Slamesa Egel. Better that they should do this than, you know, commit an act of Shvichos Damim for which there would really be, you know, no return. Okay, so just concluding to the two dots here. Okay. If you don't interpret it for purposes of Pshara, right, so how do you darshan that pasuk? Damar of Nuna, in Tchilas, Dino Shalad, Nidon, Ella. Ella al Divrei Torah. Right, Tosos has a big kashir because the first of the six questions is obviously Nasantav Natata Bemuna. So what does it mean that we're first held accountable for Divrei Torah? So Amrav Huna. So he says, Bachlokis is like, you know, a little drip of water. Is that once, you know, you allow the drip, once you allow that to come in, you know, there's no stopping it. By Kshisha Amar, Dambi the Guda the Gamla. Okay, so similar kind of analogy from a different source. Okay. So we have, obviously, a three-way machlokes hatanoim in terms of the status of Pshara. No surprise, after our introduction, you could see, is it locham velokar? Locham velokar. Elevesi sayasher v'atov. So Rav Lazar ben Osher Rav Yossi, who says it's awful, botzea birich barich nietz Hashem, you know, it's a distortion, right? Yikov adin sahar. Then we saw, you know, the other perspective, which is sort of the Aaron HaKohen perspective, affiliated, you know, Oiv Shalom, Rodev Shalom. We're about to get very deep into that point of view. And then we have Rabbi Shuv ben Karacha, who seems to be Alibet de Hilchasa, who says it's a mitzvah libtsoa. But we want to try to understand what that means, because Gemara says you can't force people into it, but you at least have to offer them, right? Ipshara ba'isu, idina ba'isu, or maybe in the other order, it sounds like from the Gemara is the truth, right? And then there's also a machlokas in terms of what the back end is. Right? How far can you take this? Until when can you offer pshara? Is it only until Atzei Yodea, the Eitan book standard, Leheichana denota, or the Gemar din? So let's establish a few points in Rashi. First, the Rashi on Zainam Aleph of Ika Benayu Mishatishma Divrayhem. So KD put that onto the record, and then we'll back the truck up and we'll take a look at Aaron, and then we'll be into the question of Gemar din. Okay. Right, so according to Rav Shimon ben Nasya, it tracks exactly with the sugya of Lo Saguru. According to Tanakhama, you have more, you know, more room on the back end. Okay. Circling back for a second, Let's take a look at Rashi's from Nigmar Hadin, Vav Amud Beis, through Aval Aron. So Nigmar Hadin. Right, so the Tanakhama said, Nigmar Hadin, Yata Rashai Livtsoa. Gmar Hadin is the defining point. Asu Livtsoa. Okay. So again, interesting, according to that view, that it's Blazer Benoshel Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it's only usur once they come to din, but they can mediate before coming to din. It's like a usurpation of din is the problem. So Aval Aaron Oev Shalom Verodev Shalom. It's interesting, Rashi here. Lishita so. So Aaron, right? This is all within the view of the Tanakhama. What would he do? He knows that once they come into the Beis Din, the game is up, because that's already a usurpation of din. So what does he have to do? Don't come to me, I'll come to you. That's what it means. Oev Shalom v'rodev Shalom. It's a lamda sh'rodev Shalom. He actually had to, you know, he had to jump the gun. Okay. Tosos, that might not even be enough. Avalarin, Tosos says. Wow! So according to Tosos, it doesn't even seem like it's enough to sort of, you know, pounce out of the Beis Din. What allowed Aaron to do this?
Because he wasn't dying.
Oh, he wasn't the Chalosh dying. Wow. That's amazing. So it seems like, you know, you put it all on the spectrum, you have different shitos here. If you're a dying, is Pshara itself a problem? Or you can be a dying, but they can't have started din. Then on the back end, we say, you know, there are those who will let you go all the way, you know, until the Eitan book standard of you have an idea where it's going, and then it would really be usurpation of din. Or do we go even further and say, you have, you know, until the Gmar din, Nigmar Hadin Yata Rasha Livtsoa. So that obviously, you know, captured the hearts and minds of all of the Rishonim. So let's get Tosos out to the ledger, and then we'll be, you know, really cooking with Crisco. Okay. So Tosos says, Nigmar Hadin Yata Rasha Livtsoa Kigon. Oh, so he's avoiding saying what? He's not going to go Rashi. Right? The simple interpretation, Digmar Adin, Eta Rasha Livtsoa, is that you already said, what's Gemara Adin? The Gemara already answered that question. The Gemara said, Hei Chidami Gemara Adin, Ish Poni Ata Chayav, Ish Poni Ata Zakai, that it's, you know, it's the verdict. So Tosfos is learning differently. You can go and Shekvar Diktiku B'din Heitev, U'kmo, you're only missing the verdict. So Tosfos says what it means is once the Dayanim know the absolute truth and all that's missing is handing down the verdict, at that point it's no longer appropriate for them to do Pshara. Because if the guy who was about to win, if the Baal Din, the litigant who was about to win, knew that he was about to win, would he want a Pshara? Absolutely not. And that's why he says that the Rashi's interpretation is difficult to him. Pirish b'kuntri, shekvar amr, ishponi atazaki, ishponi atachayev, v'loshon ashas muchachin bevada. He says, Rashi certainly is reading the Gemara correctly, because the Gemara says, Gemara din is ishponi atazaka, ishponi atachayev. But logically speaking, Tosa says, I can't abide that. Why not? What do you, when the, who in the world would you even count? The Gemara needs to tell you that once you say Ishponi Atazaka, Ishponi Atachayev, that you can't do Pshara? Tosa says, how could that possibly be? Of course you can't do Pshara. The case has already been, you know, paskind. It's Oiske paskind. A verdict has already been turned in. And don't tell me that the Dayanim would, no, the Havamina was that the Dayanim would say, okay, Reuven, you win, Shimon, you lose, but you guys might still want to do a Pshara, because who knows, maybe, who saw it yesterday in Hachana? Micah? Okay, KD, read it for us. Right? You shouldn't say, I don't know, Reuven, you're right, and Shimon, you're wrong, but, you know, it could always be a mistake, you know. This is what we think now, you know, but we, because you really want to, you want them to do a pshara, then. Tosfos says, like, that would be really bedochak. Like, that the dayanim should do that just so they want to get the pshara. That sounds like a little bit like, you know, mechzi kashikra, or worse. Mihu, however, they say maybe there's one case where we could imagine, even after rendering the verdict, where, you know, you might have thought that pshara was still on the table. Mihu, shemischayv and shuazah. Right, they see it not just as a havam, you know, maybe even as a maskana, that we should be open to post-din pshara as if somebody, you know, to avoid having people say a shvua, because a shvua is always, you know, playing with fire. So if you take a look at the Tosfos HaRash, and then we'll take a look at the Radbach. Oh, thank you, Ariel. That was very gentlemanly of you. So Tosfos HaRash, you have it here in the back of your super Cadillac Gemaras. We didn't have this in my generation. Tosfos HaRash in the back of the Gemara, and a whole subsection of Tosfos in. Our Gemaras barely had covers. So Tosfos HaRash, who saw it yesterday? Sorry, Al, so what does Tosfos HaRash say? And then we'll put it into the record. He has another Svara.
I don't have it. It was the same question.
Okay. So he has the same question as Tosfos, right? And he throws another Svara. He says, Afshar Shitu Lomar Shema Tainu V'Achra Hadin. Okay, the first Svara of Tosfos. Oh, Shek Shenegdo Alam V'Enu Yachol Lahotzia Shalo Mitachas Yado. It says, and then he brings the idea of Shvua, Miyam Yeshvua B'Neim, Mutralasas Pshara Kadeli Pater Meona Shvua. So he likes Tosfos, but he adds one thing. What's another possible situation of post Gemara Din Pshara? That, let's say, Tzvi Schreiber, you know, who punishes interior defenders, is on the other side, and you're afraid, well, I'm not going to be able to get my money out of Tzvi's hands. The man is, you know, terrorizing, opposing, you know, defenses. You know, like, that's not going to happen. So a person who, you know, rendered a Gemara Din, a person who benefited from a psak in his favor, might still want a pshara, because he might say, I'd rather take half a loaf than a loaf that I won't be able to collect. Sure, we all have the experience of not being able to collect the loaf that's ours. So I'd rather take half a loaf than a loaf that I'll never see. Give me the pumpernickel. Okay, so sorry, y'all, that's what you saw yesterday? Excellent. All right, so the Radvaz, interestingly, you have it here in your Mekoros. Has another idea. Okay, Eitan Barinholtz, I'm going to take over for KD. Man down. Hand down, man down. Okay, so this is six. So, how can you be minahava minashiasu pshara? Wow! So, what was the thought? That it was like the Dayanim were giving the verdict, but they only said half. Okay, so we're just, you know, sort of entering this into the record now, but we'll appreciate it in a much deeper level later. So the Radvaz says that you would have had a Hava Mina that if you got half a Gemar Din, you know, if you got that in, Ish Poni Atazakai, but you didn't get in Ish Poni Atachayev, that you could still hold it up right there. And then he says, no, but you wouldn't really think that, because if Reuven won, and it's Reuven against Shimon, then what Mimela happened? Shimon lost! So how could anybody take that seriously? So the point is, right, like what's the Radvaz is saying, oh, the maskana is, nah, you know, you can't do that kind of a pshara. That would still be a usurpation. So my response to that is, udikari la my karila. What kind of havamina is that? Ish poni atazakai isn't the Gemara Din? Like, of course it is. And of course the maskana is what the maskana is. Why would anybody have thought differently? So we'll have to come back to that. But that is a very... I totally understand the Tosfos HaRosh's answer, right? It's like Shua said. Better have the half a loaf than the loaf that you'll never see. Man's yearbook quote. That I understand. But still, so you can't do Pshara. And Shavua, you still can do Pshara. Okay. And then he says, V'ayen, V'timta teretz acher, Meshu rachuk lo ksavtiv. That's the teretz, right, the Tosfot said. That, you might have thought that the Dayanim would try to pull a fast one and say, you don't know, maybe we made a mistake. Sounds like you're right now, but who knows? Afal pish enigmar din. He comes and says it outright. So any ambiguity left from the actual words of Tosos as to whether that was a havamin or the halacha, that's now banished, right? It's clear that this is aliba de hilchasa. Okay, so let's pause right here. We're going to obviously go further. Let's just go over to a different site, and we'll keep on pressing and